what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Going to talk high school basketball. Coming up tonight, KRPX 95.3 The Peak. The Carbon Dinos will take on the South Sevier Rams on the boys' basketball court. It's a big Region 12 opener. Carbon looking to piggyback off of what the girls did last night. They beat South Sevier. We'll see if the boys can do it tonight as well. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dinos. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Coach, it's a brand new year, 2021, and it kind of feels like a fresh start tonight because here we have the Region 12 opener, and I think when you look at things front to back, not a bad non-region portion for you guys to get things rolling, but in the same sense, I'm sure it could have been a little bit better, especially the last outing against Judge Memorial. Still, I feel there's probably plenty of positives for you guys to build off of now that region plays here.
Yes, for sure. We've been working, and that was a setback for us that last game. I think a lot of that was on us offensively. We missed a lot of shots that normally go for us, and that takes it out of us. It shouldn't, but it does. It was obvious the other night. But we talk about the whole preseason. Obviously, you'd like to win them all, but that didn't happen, and now we prepare for this next part, which is a tough region ahead of us.
Every night it's going to be something. Really, the only team that's not in the top five right now in the RPI from Region 12 is Emory. And this is the same team that just took Manti to the brink on the road the other night. Probably should have won that game. They're on the outside of the top 10, but they've proven that they can hang with anyone in the state. So I don't think there's any doubt. When you look at the three regions in 3A, Region 12 is going to present a different challenge every single night.
Yeah, no kidding. And we were talking, just even Grand, they had a couple of move-ins that is helping them out really well right now. So haven't seen them on tape yet, but heard some things. So yeah, it's going to be South Sevier is a solid team every year. Emory's going to be scrappy as can be. I have been able to watch two or three of their games just because of the common opponents that I've been scouting. And then San Juan is looking real sharp right now. And they took a loss the other day, but they didn't have their head coach or their point guard. So, you know how all the COVID stuff's happening. It's hard to judge some of it, but it's going to be tough. But we should be able to be right in the mix, I'm hoping.
Yeah, and you mentioned the COVID situation, Coach, and I know that over the last, the last two or three months, I mean, things have kind of been up in the air, and it feels like for the first time, any team, I don't care how many games a team played during the non-region portion of their schedule, it seems like now there is some sort of normalcy. We know that we're going to have a league game on Wednesday and Friday. I mean, that's a reoccurring schedule. It's not bouncing here, there. I mean, anywhere when you have your non-region schedule, not knowing if a team's going to test positive for COVID, it just seems like everything now is a tad bit more normal.
I hope so. We do have, I'm not sure if you've even found this out yet, we are making up a game Tuesday with North Sevier, and then ALA was scheduled. It was scheduled on a Wednesday that we had a bye. So, but yeah, after that, we will be in that, and it is nice to be able to have a practice at least in between a game, but we'll have to do that one more week, and then we'll be ready to go. So,
again, Coach Jared Butler, our guest right now with the Carbon Dino boys basketball team. Coach, let's talk about South Sevier. Tonight's opponent's a team that you are obviously very familiar with. You've seen them a lot during your time at Emory, moving into your time as head coach at Carbon High School. And the one thing that is always certain was South Sevier. It's very difficult to beat them in Monroe, and you know they are going to have shooters. I mean, that is a given every single season with this team.
Yeah, this year, on paper, they're down, but their two best shooters are a couple of sophomores, and we've watched them over the years. Last year, in a younger game, one of them had five. The Tebbs kid had five threes in the first quarter. They can do that. They're both quick. These two 10th grade point guards. And then they've got a couple seniors that are solid for them that have seen a lot and have a lot of experience. But the biggest thing for them is just that tradition. It's a great program. It has been for years. But I'm hoping, I like our chances. It's real similar to the Judge team we just saw. So I like our chances tonight if we can pick up a few things on our defense. And then obviously every night win that rebound war. But offensively, I'm hoping we come out a little better than we did last game. That should help take care of a few things.
Yeah, there's some nights the ball just doesn't fall. I mean, I think it's really that simple. And going back to the Judge Memorial game, Coach, you guys missed a lot of easy shots, and you would like to chalk that up as to just say it was one of those nights, right? I'm sure from a coach's perspective, looking back on it, that's what you hope. It was just a bad night.
Yeah, I do. And two of our losses, we've had that. Other Uinta, you know, we've had that. And just when that happens, you have to make sure, okay, then we limit them to at least one shot or none and don't give them those putbacks. And then we scrap all you can on defense. But it was just one of those things. And then when we would miss, they would hit a big shot and we'd make a run. And it was a tough game to see happen. You know, I felt pretty rough about it afterward, thinking, wow, if we see that team again, what's our game plan? But then once I saw the film, I felt way better because we had some clean open sets that just didn't fall for us, and majority of the time we're going to get a few more of those to go. So just have to build on it and move forward, and like you said, it's a fresh start. But the big part of this is if we want a part of this shot at this region championship, you got to take care of this game here at our house tonight. You know, that's an important thing to do. So,
yeah, that's always kind of the mindset, right? Win at home, especially in a very competitive region where I can see the region champion having two losses this year. That's how competitive I believe this region is going to be. So if you just protect home court and steal a couple of games on the road, you put yourself in a spot to be a region champion.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the dynamics of how it's a tough place to go down to San Juan. They usually take care of that. But, I mean, last year we had our chance. Every place, Richfield's very hard to play, as you already said, San Juan. I mean, so it's that's what we have to do is say, hey, Carbon's a tough place to play. So I'm hoping that can start up and keep going.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to talk about the development of the younger kids. If we look at the so many seniors on this year's team, I mean, you guys have a lot of experience, and sometimes it's easy to overlook the fact that next year, and you don't want to look too far ahead, I get it, but it's easy to forget that next year you're going to have pretty much a whole new look to this basketball team. Now that we get set for region play, are you happy with the way the young kids have developed?
Yeah, we have two sophomores. People might say I'm crazy, but I wouldn't swap these two guards we have for Sal Sevier's two guards. You know, they're just as quick. They might not shoot as well right now, but Braxton and Chet can get past any of our players in practice, including all of our seniors. And it's something special to watch. And plus, they are pushing Winfrey every day. They're getting up into him and pushing him to be a better player. But the junior class has been a struggle. You know, we've had we still haven't seen Jackson. His back hasn't allowed him, and before the season he's fighting for a starting spot on this team. I mean, he's a great athlete, all around basketball player. Rylan had that broken finger and a sore ankle, but he's almost back to right, ready to go, and he's going to help us a lot. He'll help us tonight. You know, so, and then Jordan's coming along. So Paxton's had some great issues. Get that fixed, I hope. And he's a tough kid. He's a great rebounder and he's a great shooter. So I'm hoping he gets that taken care of. But that's been a struggle because, I don't know if I told you last time, but we have not had a full roster at practice yet this year. That's not normal for a ball team. So
No, not at all. No, not at all. It has been a weird year, Coach, but as we alluded to, hopefully some normalcy as we get set to go with region play tonight against South Sevier. Coach, lastly, before I let you go, when you look at this game, what has to happen for you guys to come out on top?
I would just say always, if we do give them a shot, it's just one, and we take care of that rebound. I would like the game to go our tempo, push it a little more than they're pretty smart with things. They will run when they have a chance. They seem to be a little out of control. If anyone hears that from down there, no disrespect, because I'm sure we've seen that way often too. But I think that could benefit us. I think if we will just, you know, be a little better on offense, we'll be in great shape there. And we should be a tough guard for them. I'm hoping we can utilize a few things that we have, and then just be confident and come out and not let some of the negative things that have happened in a few games and look to the positive things that we've done, and hopefully that'll help us.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. I always enjoy the conversations about Carbon basketball. Again, thank you very much, and best of luck tonight against South Sevier.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. We'll see you.
Again, that's Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino Boys basketball team. Live coverage of that game will air tonight on KRPX 95.3 The Peak, 6:30. That's when the pregame show will begin. Tip-off will follow at 7. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk junior college athletics because, 2 weeks away from the start of the JUCO season. It's coming up next.